To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Atlas Arabia, and the school I attend is St. Jude the Apostle Catholic School. I'm in fifth grade, and my favorite thing about St. Jude is all my friends and the teachers here. It is such a loving community, and it's great. Now let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O most holy apostle, St. Jude, faithful servant and friend of Jesus, the name of the traitor who delivered your beloved master into the hands of his enemies has caused you to be forgotten by many. But the Church honors and invokes you universally as the patron of hopeless cases of things almost despaired of. Come to my assistance in this great need, that I may receive the consolation and help of heaven in all my necessities, tribulations, and sufferings, particularly, and that I may praise God with you and all the elect forever. I promise, O blessed St. Jude, to be mindful of this great favor, to always honor you as my special and powerful patron, and to gratefully encourage devotion to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. And make sure to always listen to AM 1160 The Quest.
We will. We will. All right, as you may notice, I am not Father Ricardo. I am Dave Savage, the production programming manager of AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive. We are very excited to be doing this, and right now, without further ado, I'm going to introduce Carol Tearsmith, who is our president of Atlanta Catholic Radio. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome, everyone. We are so excited about this next 3 days. We have an amazing lineup as we begin our Best of the Quest pledge drive, and we have many people already here in the studio, and we're so excited for everyone to be here. Over the next 3 days, you're going to be able to hear very inspiring and stories and conversations, and the guests and the hosts represent over 25 parishes in the Atlanta metro area. And we have over 12 priests, and some of those are very familiar to you. And I think there's a few new voices in, and you'll be glad to get to know them. Our goal for this pledge drive is $175,000. And basically, we need these funds to cover our operating expenses and for us to be able to continue our local programming. And we're so grateful for our listeners and just the stories that you each share about how God is working in your life. Have you grown closer to God, and your knowledge of your faith has grown through listening to The Quest. And we just encourage during this pledge drive all of our listeners to be a part of the pledge drive and to participate by giving, no matter the amount. We want to hear from you. One important aspect of The Quest is really the community, and you're going to feel that Catholic community over the next 3 days. We have, like I said, a lot of parishes and priests involved, but we also have many schools involved, as well as representatives from the Archdiocese itself. And so it's going to be an exciting 3 days. But without much more ado, we want to share over the next 3 days some announcements about our programming and some new programming that's coming.
We've got some exciting stuff going on here.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And one more thing, you know, as a gift to our listeners, anyone that calls in or makes a donation over the next 3 days, we are going to have a novena of masses celebrated for those members of each of our families who are away from the faith. And this is a part of our evangelization efforts, and we're very excited to have this special gift for each of you. So we want to get started. So without any further ado, I will turn it over to Christine Faluco. Christine is on our board of directors, and she's going to co-host the first hour. Thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you, Carol. It's just a pleasure to be here, and look forward to spending this hour with my co-host here, Monica Bosco. But first, let me just formally introduce myself. I'm Christine Faluco, a parishioner from St. Jude, the Apostle Catholic Church.
And I am Monica Bosco, a parishioner from the Cathedral of Christ the King.
We are your co-hosts for the next hour, and we are thrilled to kick off the Quest Pledge Drive. The Quest, as Carol suggested, relies 100% on its listeners to support the radio station in bringing you quality Catholic programming. because your donations to the Quest are so important, we are going to focus our time during this next hour talking with you about tithing. Your giving is not only for the good of the Quest, but there are many reasons why tithing is good for both you and those of us gathered here today in the studio. While there are many benefits to tithing, we plan to talk about five reasons for why to tithe. So joining Monica and me today as our guest in the studio is Chris McDonald. He's a fellow parishioner at St. Jude the Apostle in Sandy Springs. Welcome, Chris. Chris, will you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to become involved in the Quest?
Yeah, hi, I'm Chris McDonald. My wife, Kathy, and I have been parishioners of St. Jude the Apostle for almost 25 years. We've been married for 27 years, and we have five children, ranging in age from 24 down to 11. I first met Carol Tiersmith, founder of the Quest, through casework volunteering with the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It's through that relationship that Carol asked me to get involved with the Quest.
So, Chris, before we get into the five reasons to tithe, let's break it down. What actually is tithing, and where does it come from? So the word tithe comes up in the Old Testament and is from the Hebrew word for tenth. Tithing, simply put, is really just the practice of giving a tenth or one-tenth of a person's income in support of the church or to the communities focused on growing God's kingdom. And while we know that tithing is a sacrifice that we make, today we really want to focus on something a little different, how tithing can be a mindset or how tithing can be an attitude. And why is tithing so important? First of all, when we tithe, we're giving to God. We're helping build God's kingdom here on earth and through giving to his church and to the many Catholic communities that we have. And that is really the reason why it's so important for us here at the Quest. The Quest is part of that Catholic community. So, Chris, with the topic of tithing, what comes to mind for you just in general when you talk about tithing or when you think about tithing?
And hey, Chris, before you jump, let me just jump in here real quick. I just want to remind everybody that this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And you can donate or pledge by calling 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can tap that donate button on the Quest Atlanta app, which is on your phone. And if it's not on your phone, it should be. Okay. So, Chris, I'm sorry. Go ahead with what you were about to say.
Yeah. So, for me, the Holy Spirit has revealed over time that I need to recognize that I have received many gifts from God, some of which I can use to turn into money. In addition to the gifts we might more commonly recognize, such as the gift of health or a roof over our head, I think we need to think about some of the more esoteric gifts we might attribute to our personality or our upbringing without recognizing those too are gifts from God. I'll give you an example. I had success in my prior career as a commodities trader, mainly for two reasons. One, I can easily remember numbers and do quick basic math. And number two, I had the ability to see order in chaos. And by that, I mean in the very volatile commodities markets, I was often able to see patterns where others might not, particularly when markets were moving violently. So I recognized at some point in my life that these weren't necessarily things I had studied for or learned, but they were part of the gifts that God had given me. Similarly, Nolan Ryan, the baseball player, had a terrific fastball. Most of that was just pure God-given talent. Likewise, many of us have great planning or administrative skills, and we use those, at least at times, to make money. So for me, I came to realize that the attitude of tithing was the difference between begrudgingly paying your taxes at the end of the year versus taking your parents out to a really nice dinner after you've landed your first real job. One is done out of obligation, and the other is done out of gratitude.
Chris, thanks so much for sharing. You know, you talk about the gifts, and that's exactly what the Quest has been like to me, and I feel to so many listeners, is a gift. And so that's why we're really spending this time today and over the next 3 days just asking people, if the Quest has been a gift to you, please consider donating. Dave read the number. I'm going to say it one more time here. So please call 470-508-1160, or as he mentioned, you can go online to thequestatlanta.com. But with that, let's go ahead and get into, we said we want to really talk about five reasons for why to tithe. And believe it or not, when we tithe, there's actually a lot in it for us as children of God. So this number one reason for why we want to tithe, the Lord asks us. He asks us to give. And the church, in her all-knowingness, gives us guidance on how to give in the form of tithing. Anything that God asks us to do, he's asking us because he wants us to be our best. He wants to grow us. He wants to develop us. And that holds true for giving. You know, if we look at Genesis chapter 4, we're given an example of what it looks like to be the best at giving. Think about Cain in the story. He received fruit from the soil. He gave some of it to God. Basically, what Cain did is he took stock of what he had, and then he gave some of it to God. While Abel, on the other hand, he gave God the best firstlings of his flock. He gave to God in gratitude for what God had given him, and he gave in sacrifice of his firstlings, not knowing of secondlings. Abel actually gave to God what God had already generously given to him. And God looked with favor on Abel and his offering. He blessed him for giving his best. God looks favorably on generous givers. So in fact, like if we fast forward to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we can actually read, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so listeners, that's what we're calling on each of you to do, is to cheerfully give, to generously give to the quest. Especially if God has blessed you with the gift of the quest, then please get our phone lines ringing by calling 470-508-1160, or you can go online to donate at thequestatlanta.com.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in too, and I just want to mention a couple things here of why this is so important, because the Quest has financial obligations, obviously. For instance, and I've got a whole list of things here, but the one that amazes me the most, do you have any idea how much it takes to supply the electricity for a 50,000 watt AM transmitter?
Let us know, Dave.
Per year, $36,000.
Wow.
That's just to keep the transmitter on the air. That's all that does. So, and we have other expenses too, and I'll talk more about that too, but that's why what you're talking about, the tithing, is very important here.
Thank you. That's so helpful. You know, so we want to hear a little bit about these first fruits. Chris, can you recall a time where like you actually donated based on like your first fruits?
Yes, for me, I've had an attitude shift over the years of my life. I think that spiritual paradigm shifts occur either as an event, such as, say, a tragedy we experience, or an event like a retreat we might attend, or the other way is akin to the marination process that occurs when you immerse yourself in something. I've had a long time devotion to my daily rosary, and I believe the daily reflection on the mysteries of the rosary has borne fruit in an attitude change towards giving. I can recall throwing a dollar in the basket when I was in college and early in my career without thinking about it. And then I was fortunate enough early in my career to get a large bonus, or at least I thought it was a large bonus at the time. I remember slowly feeling this sense of obligation tied to this bonus. I felt it was the first time I had ever thought about giving with forethought rather than as an afterthought. I believe the daily rosary had a part in that sense of obligation to be a proper steward.
That's wonderful. You know, it just reminds me, I was recalling the time of hearing about St. John Paul II, and he talk about an example of a generous giver. I actually heard that no matter what was given to him, he just turned around and gave it to somebody else. So he never kept anything for himself. I mean, what an example of giving. Quest listeners, as you've heard, the Quest is 100% listener supported. So will you please consider giving some of your first fruits to the Quest by calling 470-508-1160 or donating online. And we're going to Chris and I are going to make a special shout out to our St. Jude the Apostle fellow parishioners, asking them to call in and donate. Of course, we'd love to hear from all parishioners, but we're gonna make a special call out to our friends there.
Well, and speaking of that, we've got some people that are calling in here. We have an anonymous person from St. Jude has donated. So thank you very much for that generous donation.
Thank you.
Also, Christine from Atlanta, in honor of Christine. I'm assuming you, Miss Faluco. And
thank you.
Kelly from Berkeley Lake, in honor of both Christine and Chris. So thank you very much, all three of you, for those generous donations. And I'll just mention it right here real quick. I don't think we can do this too many times. This is AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta Catholic Radio. It's the Best of the Quest pledge drive. And you can donate by calling 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can tap the donate button on your Quest Atlanta app.
So that brings us to reason number two to tithe, and that is that it increases our trust and our dependence on God. You know, in our society and our culture today, we have a tendency to become self-reliant. We fall into this vice, this trap of self-reliance, and thinking that not only is it all up to us, but we alone can do it all. It becomes so easy for us to take credit for our accomplishments, including the money that we make, and leaving God completely out of the picture. But that's really not the truth. We are not self-made. Everything we do, everything we have, everything we accomplish is because God has given us the means to do so. And in tithing, we have this incredible opportunity to increase and stretch our faith, to invite God into the financial part of our lives by trusting Him with our money. It's so easy to say that we trust in God, but we don't really know the depth of our trust until we put it to the test. And tithing helps us build a virtue. It helps us build the virtue of trust. Okay, so now it's my turn. I want to call on my fellow parishioners at the Cathedral of Christ the King to call in. There are many of you, so I want you to get the phone lines ringing. But I want to share with you that during the pandemic, I had the opportunity to attend many different parishes. I got to attend St. Michael the Archangel in Woodstock. I attend St. Benedict in Johns Creek, Our Lady the Assumption in Brookhaven, Mary Our Queen in Peachtree Corners. And I want to, and even if I didn't mention you just now, because I just mentioned a few, you know, we are all part of one family. We are all part of one community. So I want to invite all of you, because this is our offering to the Lord. This is how we want to kick it off, with a really beautiful offering to God in keeping His radio station going with everything that it needs. So, Chris, let me ask you, is there a time when you stepped out in faith and learned to be consistent in your tithing?
Yeah, so earlier in our marriage, we had the typical ups and downs of finances, and we were tempted one year to, quote, bunch our charitable contributions into the next year and add the 2 years together to maximize the tax deduction. But in reality, it was really about waiting for the financial turnaround first and foremost. So in thinking about this choice, we made the decision to maintain consistency in our giving, even if it might have been more tax prudent to delay it. I think that was born out of a conscious decision to put our faith in God that everything would work out. And again, I believe it's a fruit of the devotion to the rosary.
I love that. I love how you mentioned a couple of times now how the rosary has been so fruitful. That's really, finance isn't really an area that we think maybe the rosary would address or could change us in, but you're giving us beautiful examples of how that can be done or how it's happened in your life. We've talked already about how tithing helps us in the virtue of trust, in the virtue of faith, and how we can get trapped into, you know, the vice of self-reliance. Is there anything that comes to you when we talk about that virtue of trusting in God?
Yeah, I think that's a great topic. I think it's very hard for many Americans, as we're taught from a very young age, the secular virtue of self-reliance and the ideal of being a self-made man or woman. So from Ben Franklin to Ross Perot to Elon Musk, we as Americans champion these folks as the ideal. But the reality is that each of these people I mentioned aren't self-made at all. They only did or are doing what they're doing because God chose to give them certain gifts and abilities.
So listeners, we want to invite you to call in and make a pledge. You can call by dialing 470-508-1160, or you can hop online and donate at thequestatlanta.com.
Excellent. It's also on the app. Let's not forget the app. That's very important. If you don't have that on your phone, just search for Quest Atlanta, and you'll find it. We're going to take a break here pretty soon, in a few minutes anyway, but I'll toss it back to you, Christine.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes. So we're going to move into reason number three for why to tithe. So big reason here. So when we donate, we receive God's protection. We actually move under God's dominion. Think about it. Whatever we give to God, whether it be in prayer, in surrender, surrender of ourselves, surrender of a situation, if it be in sacrifice or in a donation to Him, we are giving to God our finances in that we are trusting Him to take care of our money. When we give to God, we actually preserve our money. A donation stretches our dollar. Money can actually last longer. Think about the widow at Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. She and her son were supposed to die. Due to the drought, God allowed on the land. God sent the prophet Elijah to Zarephath, where Elijah asked a widow to bring him a small cup full of water to drink. As she went off to retrieve it for him, he called her, "Please bring along a bit of bread." Turns out, though, she had only a handful of flour and a little oil in a jug to prepare for her son and her before they were going to die. But Elijah spoke to her. He spoke God's instruction to her, and he said, "Make me a little cake and prepare something for yourself. For God said, 'The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry.'" And the well did not run dry. She obeyed God, and for 1 year the jar of flour and jug of oil did not go empty. Think of the trust of this widow and the faith that she had to have to follow Elijah's instructions. I can recall myself making a decision to reorder my budget. Basically, what I started to think about is making my donation to my church or charitable organizations my first payment following a receipt of any paycheck. The result was God really blessed me. Over time, I experienced a growth in my finances. They became healthier. I received a new job. My health improved. But it wasn't just in my finances that God protected me. What I experienced is He took me fully under His dominion. Now, I did my part. I stayed within my budget. But the net of all of this was just greater financial peace.
Hey, Christine, can I just throw something in here?
Please do.
Because I don't know if you ever listened to Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
But yeah. All these people, so many times he said, you know, people will call in or they'll write it or whatever and say, you know, I do my whole budget, and by the time I get down to tithing or saving for myself, there's nothing left. And he said, that's because your budget is upside down. You flip it around, put yourself and put tithing first, and your savings, and then everything else falls in after that.
I love that.
Yeah, flip it around upside down, and that's the way to go.
Absolutely. It really makes a difference. And I think I may have even heard him say that, like, you know, or maybe it was someone else where they said, you know, manage your money. Don't let your money manage you.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe this is a good time to take a break.
Let's do it.
Let's, you know, we'll get some water and some coffee, and we'll be set to go here again on AM 1160, The Quest.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of The Quest, Stories of Inspiration.
After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
AM 1160, The Quest, had such an overwhelming response to the Book of Esther Bible study that we're once again teaming up with Proclaim My Word to bring you a new study called God's Plan to Protect You. Carrie Allen, what are you going to do?
Present the letter to the Ephesians written by St. Paul. It's an awesome letter that he is trying to encourage the Ephesians to stay strong in their faith, not to forget their first love, and to understand that God has a plan for them and he has a plan for all of us.
Sounds great. How do we get in on this?
Go to the website, proclaimmyword.org, and register, sign up, and then you can download the study guide, which you can use as you're listening. But also, it will give you an opportunity to form some small groups, either virtually with another group, or you can use in person in your area, in your church, neighborhood, or whatever, that you can study the letter to the Ephesians together.
The letter to the Ephesians Bible study starts this October on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Hey, it's Christy with Healthy Coverage for Life. We offer low monthly health insurance premiums, no copays, and except for hospital stays, there are no deductibles. Time to start saving.
HealthyCoverageForLife.com.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerseBright.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
In the most recent edition of the Georgia Bulletin, read about a new evangelization document outlining a cohesive vision for college campus ministries. The September 15th issue also shares the Pope's plea for peace. Learn more at georgiabulletin.org.
The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Tomaru Atraga.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Tomaru Atraga from you, our listeners, as we say, God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Tomaru, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hi, I'm Alice from St. Brendan the Navigator Parish in Cumming, Georgia. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
We make countless decisions every day. How often do you stop and ask yourself, what's the impact of this decision? Who does it affect? How is it going to affect them? There's a lot to consider when making a decision, especially an important one. And if you want that decision to flourish, there are two things to remember. First, consider the multiple dimensions to the decision you're about to make. Then, approach the decision as a virtuous leader or a good steward who recognizes the gifts and resources you have been given and how they can benefit others. That last part was key. We have to take into account the human dignity of each person impacted by our decision. Will they benefit or be harmed in some way? Every decision we make has a ripple effect for eternity. Let's make those decisions flourish for good.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Let's see, I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right? When you're wrestling with little kids. Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, I know. And he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of like consecration, and he starts yelling, I know it's Jesus. So my husband picks him up. Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood, out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after. I'm praying. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
You're simply the best.
The best of The Quest. Stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the best of The Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
We are your Atlanta Catholic Radio. I'm Dave Savage. I'm the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And we are talking this hour with Christine Faluco and Monica Bosco with our guest, Chris McDonald, talking about tithing. And right now, I'm going to just mention a couple the donations are coming in. You people are popular here. Lori donated, and she said, Christine, you are an example and blessing to our parish family.
Thank you, Lori.
From St. Jude. Richard from Woodstock. We've got Nick from Marietta. And John has also donated. So thank you all very much for those generous donations. Like the announcer just said, it is a Best of the Quest pledge drive. 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or donate on the Quest Atlanta app right from your phone. Christine?
Thank you, donors. We are grateful for all of your donations and prayers. So we've been talking about the third reason for why to donate. When we donate, we actually receive God's protection. We go under his dominion. Chris, can you think of a time in your life when God actually gave you instructions on where to donate some of your finances?
Yeah, first I like to go back to something you said before the break about putting everything under God's dominion, including your finances. I think that's just an awesome thing to think about, because it's probably what most people individually and couples worry about are their finances. And when you just turn it over to God, it's not my problem anymore. So I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
But yes, for sure, I think God has directed us on where to give our money. So my wife and I, some time ago, had been in talks with our parish about funding a particular proposed project. And one thing led to another, and the project fell through. At the same time, I had just finished reading Mother Angelica's biography about her kind of bootstrap, winging a prayer journey and setting up the super successful EWTN network. So when our plans for the project fell through, we immediately, not coincidentally, received a call from the founder of the Quest, Carol Tearsmith, about possibly helping to support the then fledgling operation of the station. I took that as the Holy Spirit's intervention on where God wanted our funds to go, and we've been supporters of the Quest ever since.
Gosh, and you think about it, here we are now, year four of the Quest. Mm-hmm. So thank you, donors.
So we're back to number four, and the fourth reason to tithe, and really how it blesses us as God's children. And the big thing, or one of the big things that tithing teaches us, is we've been touching on a little bit, is money management. Not only how to give your money, but also how to save your money and how to spend your money. Tithing brings an awareness on how we are handling our money. It sheds a light on what we're doing with our money. And money management really is so important. Money is mentioned over 100 times in the Bible. Depending on which version of the Bible you're looking at, it's easily over 100 times. And God has so much to say about money because he knows it's a big part of our everyday lives and that we need guidance with it. And if we're not careful, you know, it's going to be really easy for us to either make money an idol. We tend to make it more important than it is, make it more important than God. We let it be a distraction. And God wants us to know how to properly handle that money, how to have a firm foundation. So listeners, this is your cue. Let's get those phone lines ringing again and let's keep those pledges coming in. We have started off this first hour of our pledge drive in a really beautiful way. Please call us at 470-508-1160 or you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com. So Chris, in tithing and money management, how have you seen how tithing has helped you and your wife in your own money management?
Yeah, so back to our Dave Ramsey reference, I think most Americans, have never done even a simple budget. So when you sit down at the beginning of the year or immediately after your monthly paycheck and commit to giving a certain percentage to God first, it forces you into the budget process. When you give the first dollars to God, you have to put pen to paper to see how to make the rest of your obligations work. That's the opposite, I think, of what most people do. They wing it, they pay as they go, and then out of whatever is left over, they pay for vacations and the like, and the last thing out of their door is the charitable gift. I definitely used to be guilty of this myself. Tithing really imposes some discipline on your money management.
Chris, that makes so much sense. You know, if you're going to give a certain percent of money to God, I love what you said about, you know, deciding with your wife at the start of the year that you were going to give and how much you were going to give and budgeting that in, because budgeting sets a foundation of how our money is going to be spent and it sets a commitment to donate. It gives us that proper order on how to handle our money and it enables us to put God first and really starts to give us a roadmap of how we're going to spend our money and what we're going to do with the rest of it. So Christine?
Yeah, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, gosh, you know, have you ever had to think about, like, am I giving money? Am I doing the right amount? You know, how to go about doing it? Chris, you mentioned that you and your wife plan at the beginning of the year. Has there been anyone else in your life that's maybe provided some guidance on how to donate or when and where to donate?
Well, yeah, well, I can think of one time when we were new parishioners at St. Jude, and the pastor, Monsignor O'Connor, who used to be an army chaplain, so he was very army-like in his communications, we were talking about a donation or something about a donation we had made. I can't remember, but I remember asking him the question, how do we know if we're giving enough? And his response was, well, if you're asking that question, you're not giving enough.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yes.
Let me just jump in real quick here. This is the AM 1160, The Quest, the best of The Quest pledge drive. You can call to donate or pledge at 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com. There's a little dollar sign there you can click. And also you can tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app.
Yeah, and I just want to piggyback on what you're saying, mm-hmm. Dave. You know, sometimes we think, oh, gosh, what I have to donate is maybe not going to make a difference or it's just not enough. But really, listeners, any donation that you make, no matter how large or small, is going to be so greatly appreciated and put to good use. As Carol alluded to, there's going to be a lot of shared over the next few days of new programming that's mm-hmm. coming. There are so many ideas in the pipeline of Catholic programming that, you know, love to bring to you, but it's really going to require the funds to be able to do that.
And if you think about it, too, I mean, if what if 1,000 people thought, well, my $5 or my $10 isn't going to do anything, but if 1,000 people together donate $10,
huge.
That's significant.
That's right. We come together in community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep going here. So we're going to talk about reason number five for why to give. Love this fifth reason here. God promises us an abundance in return when we donate, when we give. And there's actually a place in the Bible where he said in Malachi 3:10, if you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me in this. Whoa, God is actually saying, put me to the test in tithing. All that you have, give to me. And listeners, we know that we can bring everything to God and that he will take care of us. We know this because we can trust what he says. We can depend on God's word. The other beauty is that God's goodness can never be outdone. So if you're kind of wondering where to put your money, if you're wondering where to bet your money, bet it on God. He's going to definitely overflow your barns. When you give gifts, God's going to give you in return more than you can imagine. I know Chris has talked a lot about the blessings that he's received. God rewards us for our obedience and tithing by sending an abundance of blessings. You know, it's interesting. We don't often hear God telling us to test him, but he sure does ask us to test him in Malachi. So listeners, again, if the quest has been a gift to you, I know for myself, there's been times where I'm like, let me just see what's happening on the quest. And I'll hit my app. And it's amazing the message that I'll receive at the time I need to receive it.
We have heard that from so many people that they happened to tune in right at the moment when it was something they needed to hear at that moment. And it's happened for me as well, where I just turn it on for a minute. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. And then there you are listening like 20, 30 minutes later because it's so appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So listeners, please pick up the phone lines. Get those phone lines ringing, 470-508-1160. Think about donating from your storehouse to the quest. Your donation will be a blessing to others in helping Catholic programming, and you and others will be blessed because of it.
And Christine, you were talking about some of the new programming we've got coming up. In the next hour, we're going to be talking with Father Sillaway and some of the people, because he did the show with the Archbishop Hartmeyer. And we had to actually go out and buy some equipment to make this happen. Mm-hmm. We also have at this young adult show that we're doing, Honest to God. And we found out that demographic likes a visual. So we went out and bought, if we're going to relate to these people, we've got to do it on their terms. So we have video cameras now. But all these things, it costs money to do all this stuff, to bring all this stuff to the Quest listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So 470-508-1160 at thequestatlanta.com or go to the Quest Atlanta app on your phone and tap the donate button.
Chris, you know, you talked a little bit about the blessings in your life for giving. is there anything that came to you that was really almost unexpected, or Monica, anything that might come to you?
Yeah, so I definitely believe our commitment to giving has directly resulted in many, many blessings. So we've been married for 27 years. We have 5 healthy, wonderful children. But what I would say I recognize more than anything is that I've been blessed with the gift of time. I've never had to travel for work. And for most of my career, I've had my own business. And so this has allowed me the flexibility to be home for dinner, coach my kids' sports, and be there for all the important firsts in life. I truly believe this has been a gift from God in response to our commitment to giving, both in giving monetarily and in giving time, such as the dedication to things like the rosary. And as you mentioned, you just can't outgive God.
Yeah, Christine, I'd love to share a story with you about back in 2006. I had just gotten my real estate license and I was in the car. I was driving to the mall and I had a $100 bill in my wallet. And as I was driving to the mall, I passed this homeless gentleman standing on the side of the road. And I hear this whisper in my heart, in my mind, that says, give him the $100. And I thought to myself, that is crazy. Yeah. I am not going to go back and give a homeless
man. Did I hear that right?
Standing on the corner, $100 bill. Like, no. And I heard it again. And I was like, oh my gosh. Wow. I feel like God's telling me to do this. And I was like, really? You know, are you sure that I'm supposed to be doing this? And I heard it again. So I decided to turn around and I went back and I gave that gentleman the $100 bill out of my wallet. And do you know what he said to me? He said, ma'am, are you a Christian? And I was absolutely blown away. And I said, yes, I am. And we had a very short conversation and I drove off. I continued to go to the mall. And I tell you, and I'm not kidding about this, within 5 minutes of me doing that, I got a phone call. And that phone call was my very first real estate client. And I got paid way more than that $100 that I had just given out. And, you know, in sharing that story, this is not about me giving the $100 in so much everything about giving glory to God and how he really cannot be outdone in goodness. Whatever we give, he is going to magnify more than we could possibly even imagine.
Such a beautiful story, Monica. And that was you acting in obedience, giving to someone in need, and really stretching yourself, which is what we talked about in the beginning. The Lord asks us to give because he wants to grow us. He wants to develop us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you've done for me. So that was Christ that you were giving that money to.
Absolutely. So listeners, please consider donating to The Quest, 470-508-1160. Or you can go online to donate at thequestatlanta.com. We know that we're kind of nearing our time here a little bit, but we do want to recap the five reasons for why to tithe.
And real quick, I'll just reset the table here. This is the AM 1160 Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, and we're speaking this hour with Christine Faluco, Monica Bosco, with our guest, Chris McDonald, and we're talking about tithing. So go ahead, Christine.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, so let's take a listen here, listeners, to those five reasons. Monica and I will go back and forth on these. So the number one reason that we talked about, the Lord asks us to give, and then the church will guide us. The church guides us in how to give in the form of tithing.
Reason number two is that tithing increases our trust and our dependence on God. As we go through life, we really want to try and grow in virtue, and tithing helps us grow in the virtue of trust and in the virtue of faith.
Number three, when we donate, we receive God's protection. We go under God's dominion. I mean, gosh, who does not want to be protected, especially given the times today? We all could use some protection. And as Chris mentioned, it's like we go under God's protection when we donate. And it's such peace of mind just knowing God's going to take care of this.
Yeah. Number four, Christine, is something that's actually very practical. The money management piece of it, you know, how to handle our money. Who would think that just by tithing, God gives us a formula on what to do with our financial lives and the blessing that comes from that.
And the number five reason, when we give, God promises us an abundance in return. Gosh, and we just heard from Monica that beautiful story of being prompted by the Lord to give this man in need $100. And then the Lord just generously blessed her with her very first real estate client. Love that story.
Yeah. So then if I could add, just listening to you guys talk and something that Carol referenced at the top of the hour, you know, one of the reasons for us to specifically give to the Quest is that we're all called to evangelize. And I think many of us think that there's not many opportunities in our day-to-day life to do so. Well, we can all vicariously evangelize by giving money to keep the operations of the Quest going.
Mm-hmm. So true, Chris. And that is like what we've been talking about, is these reasons, you know, of why to consider donating to the Quest. Chris, one of the things I'd love to hear from you is you told a story about how you were led, you and your wife, to donate to the Quest. When you thought about deciding to donate to the Quest, Was there anything that went into your decision making about how to, like, yes, we feel good about donating to the Quest?
Yeah, so I, along with my wife, we typically would be making our donations to more established Catholic causes. And when Carol got to talking about the Quest with me, I was thinking about what I would do if I were investing in some kind of a private venture that was for profit. And first and foremost, I'd want to make sure that there's a dynamic leader, a quarterback, if you will, who has a mission and that I believe has the ability to execute on it. And so I absolutely saw that in the formation of the Quest. And so it was easy to follow through.
That's wonderful. It is. It's you heard from Carol at the beginning of the hour. She has a strong team behind her. And it's beautiful how the Quest has grown over the 4 years.
And I can speak firsthand too. You know, you're talking about the quarterback. Carol is a wonderful leader. I mean, she really is. And I mean, you know this, Christine, very well. I've heard some of the volunteers around here say that, you know, all of us are called by the Holy Spirit and some of us are called by Carol. So, you know, Carol as well. So, to speak to what you were just saying, Chris, we have a wonderful leader here, and this is a fantastic organization.
Yeah, and one of the things as leader of the Quest that Carol's just done such a great job is like really honoring the work, getting it done, and the result has been this quality Catholic programming. And one of the things that we've heard from the listeners through the surveying that we've done is they really want to, what they love about the Quest is that they can be taught about their Catholic faith. But that the beauty of it is that there's experts there, whether it's priests, it's lay people. And as they're learning about their Catholic faith, they're learning how they can incorporate it into their everyday lives with the families at work. So it's just been a beautiful gift that the Quest has given to so many.
And some of those things they're just little things, you know, that like after hearing one of the guests on the Family Room, Randy Hain, I put it's in my Outlook reminders to, okay, at 3 o'clock, we're going to do the Divine Mercy, you know? So it's like, there's my reminder. Once he said, I'm like, well, why haven't I been doing that all along? You know?
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. We got to wrap it up here pretty soon. The hour is just about over. Is there anything left unsaid here that one of you wanted to say?
Yeah, we just really want to thank the listeners. We want to thank you for all of the donations, the prayers, the support that you've given during this hour. Truly, you've been a blessing to us and to the Quest in your giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your donations are going to help the Quest move forward with many of the wonderful programs that are coming up. Your donations are really helping bring souls to Christ. And as we've mentioned, to evangelize. And these donations are seeds. They're seeds that are being planted that God can multiply. So mm-hmm. We really thank you for our giving.
Yeah, thank you, listeners. From the bottom of the heart, this is Christine Faluco,
Monica Bosco,
and Chris McDonald.
And please stay with us for the next 3 days to enjoy hearing these inspiring stories from the best of the Quest.
And that was such a great wrap-up there. I should have just went right into the break. But I just want to real quick mention John from Buckhead, in honor of Christine and Monica. Thank you very much. Also, Alex and Sue, in honor of St. Jude. They're from Peachtree Corners. We also have Rosemary from Atlanta. And Sally, on behalf of Monica and Christine. So thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you.
For donating, and we will be back shortly.